G'day everyone, Ian here. It's August 27th. A date that has always meant something in my life. A date that goes back to 1933, when a young fella was born. And for the last 83 years, it's been his birthday. But this year, the 27th of August, is the first year that my father didn't have his birthday. It's something I often reflected on when my sister passed away 16 years ago, that she will be for all eternity 36 years old and will never age like the rest of us. She'll always be that youthful. Well, my dad made it to old age. He made it at 83 and not in good health, as I mentioned previously. But he won't age beyond 83. Whereas mum is now 84. And she'll continue to age a fair bit, if all goes well. And I'm 57 and I will continue to age. And maybe one day I'll be 83 and then 84 as well. But it's my dad's birthday, and it's been 3 months since he died, and it's been okay. It's been quite okay. Can't say I've overly missed him. As I've mentioned before, I wouldn't say we're actually close, but we did see a lot of each other. I saw him every weekend, and I'd spend time with him and not talk, which is the way he was. We'd just sit there and watch TV and have a few beers and talk about fairly banal things. It wasn't a close relationship. I'm sad for that. But it was as it was. But the funny thing's happening as the months go by, and this is part of one of the really wonderful parts of my nature, I'm forgetting that he was a belligerent old bastard who was always cranky and had some personal habits that I found particularly disgusting. And I've actually got to intellectualise those points, even to utter them as I just did, because I'm sort of focusing on the fact that he had a very sweet nature and that he was highly intelligent and he could communicate well. All of which he did very, very little of, if I'm going to be cognizant of it. But they're the things I'm remembering more of. And I dare say in a few years' time, I'll, like a lot of things in my life, like my marriage, which ended 20 years ago, I'll only have good memories of him. The really bad stuff from my childhood, the abuse that he dished out, will all be gone. It'll just be a shadow of a memory, almost a theoretical existence, rather than what I'll remember as true memories. Those true memories are going to be things like, I said, his sweet nature and his gentleness, and his blistering intelligence, which was such a shame it was never utilised. And these last 3 months, I suppose, if anything, what I've found odd is the realisation he's just not here. I'm still coming to terms with that a bit. Just how can he not be here? He has been here for 57 years. How can he not be part of my life? I'm still coming to terms with that somewhat. But as I've realised, with time, that realisation becomes more and more solidified, as it is. And today, I dips me lid to my old man on his birthday, when he won't be 84. Happy birthday, Dad.